the bill requires a criminal conviction before law enforcement can permanently confiscate personal property or cash in many cases. Jesse Hathaway of the Heartland Institute says it strikes a good balance
between the government police's wish to, they want to get high-value criminals and their assets off the streets, but at the same time, you're balancing property owners' constitutional rights.
This new civil asset forfeiture law had widespread bipartisan support. Under the law, police and prosecutors would be able to confiscate money only if a person is alleged to have received more than $15,000 in crimes. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.